Good morning. John chapter 20, verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." If Mary Magdalene could be with us this morning, perhaps this is what she would want to tell you. Three times Jesus set me free from a life of despair. I was possessed by seven demons held in the darkness of Satan's power until Jesus called me by my name and set me free. I followed him daily, rejoicing to learn more about God's love that wants to set us all free from Satan's power, from the darkness of sin. But then Jesus was taken captive and nailed to that cursed tree, and I was overwhelmed with despair. Had Satan won? Would those demons come back and possess me again? We watched Joseph and Nicodemus wrap his body in linen with myrrh and aloes and lay him in Joseph's tomb. And we went back to prepare more spices to anoint his body. Though we were overwhelmed with grief, we attempted to lay it all in God's hands, keeping his Sabbath. And early Sunday morning, we set out for the tomb. We were still so overwhelmed with grief, we didn't even think about who was going to move the stone for us until we were almost there. And when we came inside of the tomb, we saw the stone had already been rolled away. I left the others and ran back to tell Peter and John, "They've taken away our Lord, and we don't know where they've laid him." They ran to the tomb far ahead of me, so that when I got back there, they'd already left again. And I just collapsed against that stone, weeping. In fact, I was so grieved by Jesus' death that even when two men appeared in dazzling white, it didn't break through my despair. Heaven's own rebuke: "Woman, why are you weeping?" didn't break through my blindness. I simply answered, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." Turning then, I saw another man who asked the same question: "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" I thought it was the gardener, so I said, "If you have taken him away, tell me where you have laid him, so that I may take him away." "Mary," Jesus said, for it was Jesus himself standing before me alive. Once again, he set me free from the darkness of despair. The power of his voice that had set me free from that sevenfold demonic power now set me free from sevenfold despair over his death. I rejoiced in the reunion of his resurrection. My teacher. But Jesus still had to set me free a third time. Free from clinging to his earthly existence. "Stop clinging to me," Jesus said, "for I have not yet ascended to my Father with its abiding results." Jesus didn't mean that no one could touch him. For later that morning, Salome, the other Mary and women, touched him without restraint. In the evening of that wonderful day, Jesus came to a group of us in an upper room. And there he urged us, "Touch me and see that I am flesh and blood and not a spirit." And it was just a week later that he appeared once again to us in a group and said, "Thomas, put your finger in the hole of my hand. Thrust your hand into my side and do not doubt, but believe." But I was so preoccupied with Jesus' earthly presence that he had to call me to live by faith in his resurrection rather than the sight of the things of this earth. Perhaps like me, there have been times when the griefs of this world tempted you to think, "Jesus must not be with us. Why won't he help us?" Perhaps like me, you've been tempted sometimes to think in terms of just wishing that Jesus would fix all the earthly problems now. Dry every tear. Perhaps like me, the presumption of impatience has led you to precede, preempt God's will, bad-mouthing others, shirking responsibilities, lying to get your way, even tempted to steal or fornicate to have what you want now. Perhaps, like me then, your sin has revealed to you, we do not deserve God's blessing. But by faith in his resurrection, Jesus is assuring us, "My blood and righteousness have so covered you that my Father is your Father, as certainly as he is mine." By faith in his resurrection, all the benefits of sonship are given to you. By faith in his resurrection, we can thus be confident that he is and ever will be with us through word and spirit, sustaining faith even in tribulation. By faith in his resurrection, he is ruling all things with the Father, sending the Spirit to dwell within you. By faith in his resurrection, we anticipate sharing the glorious mansions that he is preparing for you. Yes, by faith in his resurrection, we cling to his amazing promise. My Father is your Father. My God is your God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 208, stanzas 1 to 3. 208, stanzas 1 through 3.